I hope you like my dark sunglasses that I'm wearing. Unfortunately, Rabbi Tomsky is not here today, so I'm filling in for him. No, these sunglasses, they don't do the trick. It's really me. I can't fool you. It's not the greatest of disguises. Yet sometimes, a small wardrobe change is effective in concealing one's identity. In this week's Parsha, we find that Yosef, upon giving the correct interpretation about Paro's unusual dream of the seven large fat cows being devoured, swallowed up by the thin cows, he was removed from this lowly jail cell and was given the prominent position as viceroy of Egypt. It was during the seven good years that Yosef prepared for the upcoming famine by filling up the silos and storage houses with grain. The famine was so unbearable, it didn't just affect Mitzrayim, it affected other countries as well. So much so that Yaakov Avinu was compelled to send his children to Mitzrayim. As the story continues, the children were accused of being spies, and they stood in front of this powerful man, this incredible viceroy, who happened to also be their brother. The Torah tells us, "Vayakir Yosef es Echav, vehem lo hikiruhu," that Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. And the Talmud tells us, why were they not able to figure out that this was their brother? Perhaps because some time had elapsed? On this, the Talmud states, "Shiatzam etzlam below chasimat zakein, v'yachshav matzuhu b'chasimat zakein." That's when they sold their brother. He originally did not have a beard, but apparently, as he is now an older man, 30, he now has a beard. And therefore, they just couldn't recognize him. It's pretty an amazing thing to think about. Because of a beard, you can't recognize your own brother? How does this make any sense? How many of us have seen our friends walk into shul on Shabbos, and they just didn't shave? Perhaps you may go up to them and jokingly say, "Gee, I guess your shaver's broken." Or maybe you'll say, "Hey, you're trying to become like a rabbi? You look good." But no one is going to see their friend and say, "Gee, who are you? It's just a beard." So how could the brothers not have recognized Yosef HaTzadik? Furthermore, the viceroy actually does something else which surely should have revealed his true identity. The Egyptians did not want to eat with the Jewish people. And therefore the Torah states, "Vayeshvu lefanav habachor kivcharaso v'tzair kitziraso." They were seated before him, the firstborn according to his seniority, and the youngest according to his youth. "Vayismu hanashim ish el riehu," and the men looked at one another in complete astonishment. Well, what's the big deal? After all, one brother is older than the next. Perhaps that's how this man, this viceroy, was able to figure out who was who. Says Rashi that what Yosef did was he took his goblet and started banging it as though it had some type of magic. Vikaron, he began to read out the names. Now, it doesn't say anywhere that these people were known, their names. And certainly, even if they did identify themselves, how would he know to remember their names? He said, "Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Bnei, Eimachat, you're all the children of one mom." And then he turned to the other ones and he said, "Your mother is Bilhah, and your mother is Zilpah." And then he turned to a little boy by the name of Benjamin. "Givon she'agil Binyamin omer zeh ein lo aim, v'ani ein lo aim, Yosef etzli." I don't have a mom, and you also don't have a mother. Why don't you sit next to me? And therefore this sheds a little bit more light, v'yitmu hanashim, that they were so astonished, because how was this viceroy able to figure out all this information? Well, the answer is obvious. It was his brother. So why couldn't these brilliant men, the founders of the Jewish people, why couldn't they take a hint? It was obviously Yosef, their brother. The answer to this question can be found in a newspaper. The name of the newspaper is the Daily Planet. In this fictional company, there was an employee by the name of Clark Kent. Strangely enough, no one, not even Lois Lane, knew that he was Superman. How did he do it? Was Clark Kent some type of master of disguise? Hardly. All he did was put on a pair of glasses. But why couldn't anyone figure out he was Superman? Perhaps the idea of Superman in Lahavdil, Yosef HaTzadik, was that although Clark Kent looked like Superman, anyone that looked at him, and they may have seen some type of resemblance, they thought there's no way such a coward, such a weakling, could possibly be a superhero. Yosef too, the viceroy of Mitzrayim, looked so much like their brother that they had sold so many years ago. Perhaps the brothers even asked one another, gee, that man has a striking resemblance to Yosef. But then they said, no, that can't be, that's not him. After all, look, he has a beard. The brothers looked for the most superficial, external factor, because in their hearts, they couldn't believe that it was true. So what was their mistake? The Jews, the Bnei Yisrael, are not to be underestimated. For we are compared to the Kochavim, the stars. We must never underestimate the potential of any single Jew. Even a Jew who was like Yosef, sold into slavery, has the ability to rise to the greatest of heights. Today is the 8th day of Chanukah, Zot Chanukah. This is the message, the meaning of Chanukah. The Hashmonaim, the Maccabees, did defeat the Avanim, the Syrian Greeks. True. We recite in Al-Hanisim, Rabim bi'admatim, that the many were in the hands of the few. Giborim bi'achaloshim, the mighty were in the hands of the weak. Now, it's true we did win this war. And it was a tremendous miracle. But there's a principle in Jewish law of Ein Somchen al Neis. We're not allowed to rely on a miracle. So why would these soldiers, as courageous as they were, why did they risk their lives when they were highly outnumbered? And I believe possibly the answer is that they had the self-awareness that a single Jew, when demonstrating their allegiance to God, has the ability to stand tall and to stand strong against any of their adversaries. And nothing and no one can stand in their way. And although living in a world of choshech, of darkness, the message of the menorah is a single flame is able to overpower tremendous choshech, all the darkness of the world. Hashem also conceals himself in this world. Rarely does he perform an open miracle, a nes, like we find in Hanukkah with the lamp of the menorah. But it's our responsibility to look beyond the beard, to look beyond the glasses, or whichever way that God conceals himself in his glory, that we must open up our eyes and recognize that God is here. Zos Chanukah. Good Shabbos.